If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Is It Just Me, the podcast where we talk utter nonsense, because you know what, that's what matters the most in life, all the nonsense that makes up our daily lives. I know you listen to us when you're on the train, on the bus, when you're doing the laundry, when you're doing your dishes, and you know, I think it helps for you to know that it isn't just you who ponders life's silliest questions to come up with the most important answers. I'm Jo Elvin, I'm one of your hosts. I'm joined today by...
Oh, hello, I'm James Williams, the other host. Hello, Jo Elvin.
Yeah, we've got Bingley the dog here as usual.
He's sniffing around. The joint. Yeah, he really is trashing the place, but yeah, he's loving life.
We are so excited today because we have one of our all-time favourites on the podcast. She's still one of the most popular guests ever to feature on this beloved podcast. Not only that, she was one of the first guests to ever say yes.
And it's all her fault, basically.
She's a brilliant TV presenter, radio host, now fashion designer and ambassador for Next. It's the fabulous Emma Willis.
Oh, hello. Well, that was quite a build-up.
I know. Well, I'm good at that.
Shit. Yeah. I better leave the room because she's over-egging this.
I better say something damn interesting in about 20 seconds from now. Come on. Go.
I just want to say, just love the blonde.
Yeah.
Love it.
When did you do that?
You are so lucky because you are that person that looks good, as good as a blonde as you do as a brunette. And that is a rare thing.
I like the blonde when I'm kind of fully like made up, you know, like at work and stuff. But day to day life, I'm still getting used to it because it washes you out quite a bit, doesn't it?
It doesn't wash you out.
Really?
No, it doesn't.
What prompted the change? You were sort of going gradually blonde, weren't you?
So
you
basically, I've been a bit of a coward with it because I've wanted to do it for about 3 years and I kept like testing the waters with various people that I work with, like on my team, and going, what do you think? Basically, Michelle Williams in the Louis Vuitton campaign was what made me want to do it because it's just beautiful and I loved that hair. So I banged on about it for about 3 years and never had the balls to do it really. And then slowly over the past 12 months, we've been adding a bit more and adding a bit more. And about a month ago, Louis, who does my hair, just went, can we swear?
Yes, of course.
Fuck it, you've just got to do it. And I went, okay. And I sat in a chair and he covered my head in foil and I was shitting my pants. And then
she's so elegant.
I'm blonde. And that's it, really.
But
I've basically been scared for 3 years and finally done it. And now I'm like, oh, I wonder when I can go brown again.
Yeah. and we have to ask the obligatory, do blondes have more fun? Question.
I'm not sure yet. I don't think I've been blonde for long enough. I'm still getting used to it and it still feels a bit weird. And I sometimes catch a glimpse of myself in like a window or something and go, oh shit, it's me. Do you know what I mean?
Do you find that?
I had a lot of fun brunette.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting to see how much fun you can have.
The one thing I'll say is because I went platinum white a couple of years ago. And it is funny. I'm not saying they have more fun, but there's definitely something about people notice you more. It was really weird. I think because the light just bounces off your hair or something. People just
tend to
look at you.
Especially if you go to China. Test it out. Yeah. They love a blonde.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's what my test will be.
Yeah. Yeah. But you are quite busy at the moment. So you probably haven't got time to go to China anytime soon.
It's a bit busy.
Because, yes, obviously, we've got to talk about Next.
Yes.
Tell us all about it because it's available now, right? It's in stores right now.
Yeah, so I've been working for Next for about 2 years doing an edit for them. They approached me and said, you know, we love your style, we love what you do, and you seem like a nice person. Do you want to come and pick your favourite bits of our clothing? And I was like, okay. And I'd spent a lot of time in Next for kids' clothes, because that's they
I
do
love Next kids' clothes. I completely agree
stuff.
With you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would always kind of bypass their, like, the grown up stuff, because I was always on my way to shop for my children, because that's what you do when you have kids, you stop shopping for yourself. So never really kind of took it in what they did. And they kind of gave me and my stylist like free rein to just go.
Can I just be your stylist for a second?
Yeah.
Taking a tag off Emma's jacket.
That's how new it is.
I mean, very on brand, Emma. I mean, it's she's literally wearing it
they
off the
peg. They literally
peg.
Sent me some stuff. I was like, can you send me
I
some stuff to wear today?
I have saved you from the Mail Online sidebar
really
shame today.
You really have. Oh my God. Do you know, I detagged the inside of everything. I'd even got stickers inside the jeans.
Schoolgirl error there, Emma.
Oh, I love you for that thing. I know. That's why we like Emma Willis. She's too
she's
busy
real.
Being a
mum. Exactly. Too busy being a mum.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway,
back to so then
the first day we did a fitting for the very first edit, I spoke to Charlotte, who works there, who I get on very well with, and I went, I really want to design my own pajamas, and she went, oh, and it just started from there. So it started off as pajamas. We really wanted to make pajamas happen, and then they went, what about swimwear? Actually, how about we do like a little capsule collection? And I went, don't be silly. And they went, no, seriously. And I shit my pants and we did it.
I think it's going to fly off the
shelves.
Yeah,
me too.
I hope so.
I love the jacket you're wearing.
Thank you.
Without the tag.
Without, I mean, it's much better now you've styled it, Joe.
I tell you what, this is what I'm here for.
But Emma,
it's my detail, my eye for detail.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
I always must think, it must be so, because I remember, you know, when you work on a magazine and you see somebody holding the magazine you've slaved and poured over to put together. I always think it must be so cool to see somebody actually wearing something you've made. Because, you know, it's such a personal thing, isn't it?
It is. It's clothing very, it's launched. How do we talk about it today?
Yes, it's out.
So when the day it launched last week.
Well, nicely
how
done.
How do we do
very
it?
Very nicely done.
How do we pretend?
When it launched a few days ago. Yeah.
The day it launched, I was terrified. And I hadn't really thought about it up until that point. It was just like this cool, fun thing that we'd done. And then all of a sudden it came out and you go, oh my God, what if people hate it? What if it doesn't work? What
Why
if you lose your job?
No.
Look, I don't know.
It's absolutely
but, you
gorgeous
know, you just
classics.
Get that, you get that fear, don't you?
It's a classic blue blazer. It's a fantastic white suit, a gorgeous check suit. I've already told you I want the bikini, the printed bikini.
But again, I think why it works is it looks authentic. You know, it looks right. It looks like you.
Because exactly. It's all the stuff that I see you wearing a lot anyway, like it, real classic.
Like my pajamas.
Style. Like your pajamas. Well, you know.
Presumably a very good price point as well.
Yeah, really good price point. But I think the most important thing is I am not a naturally gifted fashion designer, and I know fashion designers and I know how hard they work and I know how talented they are and I know that they're brilliant at drawing and I am not. So it was a very equal collaboration between the designers at Next, myself and Hannah, my stylist. That's the one thing I want to make very clear. I didn't sit down and draw these and then they made it for me. We all sat together.
Just take all the credit. Do it.
We're not
on the podcast. Yeah. Say what you want.
We sat together and you know, it was a very equal contribution and, you know, everything that has been made has I've had seal of approval over, which has just been... Like, you know, you get to design the perfect pair of jeans for you and the perfect little white T-shirt.
The white T-shirt. I can never find the perfect white T-shirt.
Yeah, you know, there's a few of them out there, but then you get to do your own one. And it's like you take, you know, all the little things that kind of work for you and put them on there and hope that they will, you know, appeal to the masses. And that was what we really wanted to do, was something that was easy to wear, that you could mix and match and that appealed to a different, you know, different range of age and size.
It's ageless and timeless. I think you've definitely achieved that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Joe.
And presumably in the crazy world of fashion, how it works, are you already now thinking next season?
No, we're doing the fourth drop now.
Wow. So even further ahead.
So we did this what's out now a year ago, and then 2 months later we started doing the next one, and then 2 months later we started doing the next one, and now we're doing Christmas drop.
God, it's such a head fuck, isn't it?
I know. I'm like, hold it's on. Like a, I'm like just about job. To put that bikini yeah. on that's yeah. just launched. Yeah. And you want me to think about sequins? Like, what, yeah. what's going
also,
on?
Are you a bit like, oh, I'm so over
it's
this?
Really weird. Well, it's just a lot to kind of... Well, you have to do this, right? When you're shooting as well, you kind yeah. of shoot months in advance and you go to the shows and you're kind of going now for next year. And
exactly.
Like you're
well, Christmas
used
in July
to it,
in magazine world. Yeah, it's exactly. called Christmas. You have to yeah. think about Christmas in July.
So it's a real eye opener. You know, I kind of know about it because I was a model for a long time and I know designers. So you kind of hear about it. But when you live it, it's very yeah. different.
But also I think as well, it's like you said, I think, because you're doing things that are essentially quite timeless. I think you want things that yeah. are going to basically not... I mean, obviously, yeah. it's nice to have trends, obviously, yeah. in there. But I think essentially you want just great capsule pieces, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, totally. Could... That you can kind of keep and you don't have to keep trading in and that will... Like, timeless, as you said. And I think for Christmas as well, one thing we really want to do is, you know, evening wear that can also be thrown on with a
just
pair of trainers.
Please
and...
don't say the C word.
What?
In, Christmas.
In March. just don't.
I'm like,
you can say
what's
the other
C word?
You can say the other C word, just not that C word.
I actually literally, my blood just went cold at the idea that you're already hurtling us towards Christmas. Yeah.
We've got to get Easter out the way first.
Yeah. I know.
And then obviously, aside from this, Emma, still the busiest working woman in TV.
It's busy. I'm back at the hospital as well doing yeah. series two, delivering babies. So, and that's a kind of weird thing. It's like last week I was in my MCA uniform.
I was going to say, don't wear your white suit.
I know.
To deliver the babies.
Washing beds yeah. and, you know, making tea and coffee. And now I'm like going, oh, look at me. I've designed a range of clothes for next. It's a very, you know, it's a bit of a head fucked life I lead.
Yeah. Isn't it all great?
Where am I today?
Yeah. Isn't it awesome?
But it's amazing.
Though?
It's it's.
Who'd have thought? 10,
I'd never
12,
have thought. I thought my life was in a hospital in that uniform. And now I get to do that and do this that I never thought I'd do and have my telly life that is yeah. just. Like the best job in the world.
And the voice feels like it's going from strength to strength now. I really feel like it's
gets
found
better every
it's
series.
Really found its groove, I think. Yeah. Do you think in terms of the, yeah. the lineup, the coaches, yeah. it all just works now?
That dynamic between the four of them is brilliant. They have that great line of, okay, I can take the piss out of you, but I'll never take it that far that anybody will get offended. And they just get on brilliantly. And
I just love
getting Jennifer like just getting up and yeah. just going, oh, I've just got a clip mic on, but I'm just gonna belt out a song. And you're like, could there be a more talented woman on yeah. the planet?
I just love the randomness that her and Ollie Murs are genuinely really good mates. I don't know why,
know.
It just
Have
feels
seen,
really
did
funny.
Did you see her on Instagram the other day? She's obviously here because we're filming at the minute. And his song came on while she was buying chocolate. And she just started filming herself, kind of singing his song, but not really knowing the words.
She's like, I love her.
She's going to be in Cats. I didn't know yeah. that till the other day.
She's playing Aretha.
No, but have you
is
seen
her? Yeah. Oh, wow.
But have you? We've got to get her, amazing.
We got to,
yes.
Right. We've got to get her on the podcast. Put a word
that's
in
there. That's out, isn't it?
Can we get her on the podcast?
Is that not official?
Oh, we can take that out if you want.
I think
can
Aretha
you tell,
picked
can you tell
her
to do the
I'm
podcast?
Sure.
Okay, we'll check. We can take it
but,
out.
But I love that thing in Kimmy.
Oh, Alaska.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you for that. I love that thing in Kimmy Schmidt where the folklore is that basically anybody who turns up to the Cats Theatre and just gets on stage and starts being a cat is in Cats. That's like the running joke through whole episode of Kimmy Schmidt.
I've never seen Cats.
No.
Nor me.
So you could put on a cat suit and just go and say, yes, I'm Electra, and get up and everyone would just go along with it on stage.
Is that an actual cat's name in the
I
show?
I have no yeah. idea.
Have you just made it up? That's a
yeah,
good
yeah.
cat
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
That's a really
Grisabella.
Good name.
Yeah.
That's one.
Better.
That's Grisabella. Yeah. I think that's who Jennifer's playing is Grisabella. Yeah. I can't remember who, Taylor Swift's is in it too, isn't
is she?
Yeah. You, come on. Jennifer could get you in with Taylor Swift. I know.
I prefer Jennifer.
Like, you're in Jennifer's
posse. I just want Jennifer.
You could be pouting in a red, white, and blue bikini on that July 4 weekend in Montauk. It could happen.
In the Swift posse.
Yeah.
Well, basically, go check out Emma's collection in next. It's available nationwide, right? And online.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you put great. Aside the white suit for me? Size 10.
Yeah. What do you,
absolutely.
What do you yeah. reckon is
going
to be?
Give me, if you just, give me a list.
My name's Joe. Put it behind the till.
Yeah.
I'll go and get it later.
Let me know
what
you
reckon is
going to
be the seller item, Emma. What's your money? What's your bank on?
Well,
you think
I think
the
t-shirts are really... Well, all
I
of it's,
and the blazer.
I feel like all of it's really easy to wear. Yeah. Jeans are quite a personal thing, aren't they? They're quite hard to you have to really shop
I think
around
people
for
get
the perfect
very stressed
jean because everyone's yeah. different.
Men and women, you yeah. know, it's a very good leveler. Everyone gets the same level of stress about jean shopping. It's really weird, isn't it?
I think it's... I really like the white t-shirt. I love the swimwear. I really like it all.
Yeah.
The
well, good job, really.
I've had good the pyjamas like for about 6 months.
Emma's not going to pick her favourite. I think we'd have a better job getting her to ask her for her favourite child than a favourite piece from this collection.
It's probably a similar thing, to be fair. The baby's going out into the world.
They are, little babies.
Do check it out, everyone. Let us know. Email us. Tell us, is it just me podcast, what your favourite bit of Emma's collection is? Do get in touch. We love hearing from
you. Do you want the protein ball?
Well, I was going to ask you about you.
I know.
She's brought her own. Balls.
I bought Joe some balls.
I would like a protein one. Ball.
I've not tasted them myself.
Do you want a cherry ripe? I've got some Aussie sweets.
I've got to say, those are possibly the most immaculate looking balls.
Aren't they? I bet you've seen better looking balls than those.
I wish that were true.
Did you make them?
No. Are they nice? They are. Are they?
But they're so perfectly formed.
They are. I was literally coming off my drive to
just
come to you this morning.
Excuse us while we have one of Emma's balls.
What, now, is it coconut and cacao, these balls?
I don't know.
Joe, what do you reckon is in there?
I have no idea.
You've no idea what's in Willis's balls.
Mm. I think there's definitely some cacao.
I hope there isn't any dates.
Why?
Because...
Do they not agree with you?
No.
Well,
so basically, if Joe runs out of the room in about 5 minutes,
I don't know why.
You and I'll just cover that. Anyway, Emma, are you ready? You know what you're really here for now.
What?
Well, we've got to start debating. Eating balls. And we've got to talk some serious heated debates.
Okay.
Shall we
get
do
very
it?
Nervous with this type
no.
of stuff.
Oh, yeah. No. You're born for this.
You
stuff.
Should be, Willis.
You did the live version of the podcast with us. That was fun. We've got about that.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I did enjoy that.
That was good. So you know what you're in
revealed
for. I know
secrets.
You're going to be. Yes, you did. That's still one of my favourite stories.
Yeah, that's a good story. And I also, told my daughter that the other day.
Also, I love then that Rochelle picked it up and told the other story when she said about when Marvin farted in his sleep so badly, she woke up thinking she'd shat herself.
Yeah.
That's
a good one too.
Gold. Anyway, sorry. We get distracted.
Suddenly Rochelle's publicist is glad it's not her publicist anymore.
Anyway, right, let's get on some serious debates and some serious topics. Let's do this. Okay then. So first up this week... Emma Willis, Joe Elvin. Is it just...
Yes, James and his dog.
and Bingley and Max, Emma's lovely publicist. Is it just me, ladies, who isn't bothered by the trailers at the cinema? Now, I feel this is a big, big sort of controversial thing to say because some of my friends literally don't speak to me when I turn up late to the cinema. Because I'm that thing whereby... They say to be there at 6:30. I know that 50 minutes of that is a load of guff.
Half an hour.
Yeah, at least. So I turn up.
It is half an hour.
And I go straight to my seat. And they're like, I can't believe you didn't come for the trailers. I'm going, I don't care about the trailers.
I don't care about the trailers, but I do hate the people who start taking their seats as the movie's starting.
Oh, do you?
I just hate that so much. I had it last night. I went a premiere for crying out loud.
Wow.
And we still had that going on last night at Captain Marvel. It was like, sit down.
How was Captain Marvel?
It was absolutely fabulous.
Oh,
and that's the thing. Because my daughter as well. My daughter and my husband are both very invested in trailers. My daughter, nearly 14, is such a Marvel head. She's so obsessed with it all. I got invited to the premiere. I was lucky enough to do that. We walked past Brie Larson, who smiled radiantly at my daughter. My daughter cried hysterically for 25 minutes after that.
Is Brie Larson? Who's Brie Larson?
She played the sister in Trainwreck, opposite Amy Schumer, and she was also in Room. Do you remember she won the Oscar for Room? She's very good. She's.
And there were trailers. There were other Marvel trailers in that. So if I miss the trailers, then my daughter is hysterically angry.
Well, see, my feeling about it is, right, I think because I'm on social media, my feeling is any film that I really want to see, the trailer's always out there. It's always on Twitter or Instagram. You know, so I feel
on
like...
YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. So I would go and... I've already seen it. So why would I then go and essentially watch everything I've seen already? But you know what I mean? It's just...
Because some pictures do... sorry, that's very Aussie of me to call it the pictures.
the flicks.
The pictures.
I was suddenly 12 again with my nan going, are you going to go to the pictures tonight,
right,
Bab?
All right. Settle down with your nan talk. Thanks very much. suddenly gone off, not right off Emma Willis.
Not because you're a nana, Joe, but because it just reminded me of, like, I used to take the pictures as well.
But the talkies.
Some of the talkies do wait for that cinema experience to unleash
to give a bit more.
The trailer.
Right,
it
okay.
becomes a bit of an event in itself. And I think it is, it's only those films, those that whole sort of like Marvel universe or the Star Wars universe where the trailer is as much of an event as the film. I don't care, but I'm just telling you the
yeah.
the way.
But also, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm a massive nerd because I did a film degree, so I really love film. I love cinema, and I'm that person that will sit there and watch pretty much the closing credits.
Are you a film wanker?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, essentially, Emma. I'm glad
I have a friend like that. I know exactly what type of person you are. I know,
but also it's really bad. So obviously, I'm somebody who did a film degree who then obviously was spoilt rotten and got invited to preview screening, so never had to go to the cinema with the general public. And so obviously everyone just sits there stony silent. There's no popcorn being eaten. There's no rustling of papers. And I catch myself going to the cinema and I'm like this, like literally getting really tense and uptight when people are actually chatting or, you know, eating
oh,
their way
God,
through.
Oh God, it's annoying.
I know. Yeah. It's really quite
yeah. I kind of get, I'm kind of with both of you because Matt is very much, if we're going to cinema with the kids, come on, we've got to get there. It starts at this time. I'm like, no, it says it starts at that time, but it's actually going to be half an hour later. And I don't want to sit there for half an hour because by the time that half an hour is gone, all your sweets are gone, all your popcorn's gone, all your drinks are gone. Then you've got to go back outside just as the movie starts. So you miss the beginning of it. Pain in the ass.
It is.
Right? But if you're going to a Marvel thing and you know the trailers are going to be other Marvel movies, I'm a big Marvel fan, or you're going to see Star Wars and the trailers are going to be other Star Wars movies, then I'll go and sit and watch them. But if I'm just going to a movie and there's going to be a whole bunch of different things that don't really make any sense, I mean, I couldn't care less.
The people who casually stroll into the cinema when the film has been on for 5-10 minutes.
That's me.
I do.
I just, no, honestly, I have to say, I
wouldn't do it.
You, Emma Willis. I am against you.
I think I would.
Is that two strikes in the last 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Get out. Yeah. Just get out, Emma. No, I have to say, I'm with you because I think, for me, I think I would probably buy a whole new ticket and go to the next screening of it. Because I feel like if I'm seeing a film for the first time, I want to see it, the beginning.
Yeah. I don't get me wrong. I don't want to miss the beginning. But 5 minutes before it starts is just enough time.
But then what if you've got the crappiest seat in the whole place? And I mean, I like to get there on time.
Oh, see, go,
don't you pre-book your
seat? I pre-book my seat, you see.
You can't always do that.
No, you can't always do that. But I think as well what it is, I think it's so steeped in tradition, isn't it? That's what I feel like. For lots of people going to the talkies and the pictures, it is about getting the popcorn, getting the nachos, getting your oversized exorbitant
drinks. And isn't it because we're all just...
people still like that. I still like doing that.
Well, it's also, I do, what I like about the cinema is it's probably one of the few times you do actually sit there and have to watch adverts. Because now, you know, through on demand Netflix and, you know, we skip through things, don't we? Or we just...
Yeah.
Whereas in the cinema, you have that uninterrupted. Because also, I've realised, you know, I very rarely now sit at home and watch a film without checking my phone. You know, and whereas in the cinema, you literally do sit there for 2 hours unbroken.
You're that person.
I know.
As well.
God, I'm a dreadful person.
There's one thing. You of all.
I know, basically, I'm hateful people.
There's the one thing I don't mind watching, though, before the start of a movie, and that is the...
Turn your phone off.
Yes. Because it's the nostalgia. And I think maybe that's part of it, right? The kind of going to cinema early and sitting down. Because you think about being a kid when you went with your parents and... You know, you kind of got really excited and you were waiting for the movie and you watched trailers because we didn't have stuff like the internet then. So you couldn't see trailers.
I like the thieves ad with the snakes.
What?
Thieves are everywhere. Oh. You know that one? Yeah.
I mean, actually, it's quite nice to hear that Evie is into the trailers, actually. Because I was going to say, I wondered if that was a bit of a dying thing.
God,
like the whole trailers thing.
Yeah, but, obsessively.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Well, obviously, I need to get over myself. But it's more the fact that my friends need to also just check themselves. Because it's not, you know, it's sort of a sackable offence not loving trailers. And I feel like they think I'm like a freak that I don't.
Maybe it's
going to help your dog.
Maybe it's the fault of the cinema and they need to be more honest about what time the film actually starts.
Yes.
If you want trailers and adverts, come at this time. If you just want the movie, it starts at this time.
Exactly. Like an add-on. You know, it's a...
Yeah.
So yeah, Bingley's having a field day underneath Joe's desk. Well, if you are sat at home or on the tube or somewhere going, what are you talking about, James, you weirdo? The trailers are the best bit about the cinema. Do send us your thoughts in an email. We love hearing from you guys. We read every one of them, I promise. The email address is isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. And I'm delighted to say we've actually had quite a few nice emails this week. A very nice one has come from Joe. We've actually had a fan mail, Joe, I would call it. I'd go as far to say. We've had a very lovely email from, this is from India. She says, I love your podcast. I look forward to it every Tuesday. And she wanted to get in touch because we talked about phobias a few weeks ago with Clemmy. And she basically says, I have a phobia that affects my everyday life. As I live in London, I'm petrified of pigeons.
That is unfortunate.
Yes, she says, it actually took me a while to write that word as I hate them so much. I hate everything about them, the way they move their heads, the colour of them. I'm actually struggling to write this.
They are rats with wings, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. I have to say, I hate pigeons.
Yeah, I'm not scared of them, but yeah.
I developed a phobia of them because I got hit by one.
Did you? I didn't know, it flew into you.
Actual hit by
one. Oh my God, India, this is your worst nightmare. Emma Willis is going to tell you.
Flew straight into my stomach.
I've got a pigeon story as well.
In Leicester Square when I was about 18 years old, just like fresh off the boat from Birmingham. I was
that's so random.
Fresh off the coach from Birmingham. I was just walking through it. Yeah,
welcome to London.
Yeah. Can't believe it. I'm in Leicester Square.
It was a pigeon and hate crime.
Literally, straight into me.
Did it die?
No, but I nearly did. Yeah. Horrible. And I'm like that now every time.
Do you know what happened to me?
You walk through a big...
I was walking the dog and she sort of like was sniffing around a bin. Oh, Bingley. And I realised there was a sick pigeon that she was sniffing at, but the pigeon sort of like ruffled and I sort of like stumbled on it. And as I was trying not to stumble on it, I felt my foot go on its squishy body and its head went up my trouser leg. And then its wings started flapping. And I screamed. I was on the high street where I live. Even one of my neighbours even saw me. I sort of like screamed and this bird flapping wings managed to free itself, staggered onto the road and got squashed by a lorry.
I mean, there's your movie. There's your movie,
just
people.
Unbelievable.
This is one of those horror movies for a pigeon, right?
This is one of those stories that Ross just went, don't leave the house.
Your dog's eating a plastic bag.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Bingley, come here.
Yeah.
Max.
Did
help the dog.
Did Ross just say to you, Joe, don't leave the house?
Yeah.
You told him that
just
story.
Just said I'm speechless.
But anyway, India, I can appreciate that both those stories, India, yeah, probably done nothing to curb your horror and phobia of pigeons. I know you say it does sound very dramatic and you're trying to not pass it on to your daughter, but I'm afraid we've got no support for you apart from saying we feel your pain. We hate pigeons too.
Pigeons are the worst.
But thank you for getting in touch, India, and thank you for listening.
Is it just me that has a Groundhog Day Ocado delivery?
Oh, even though I try so hard not to. Sort of like think, this time I'm going to be really exciting. I'm going to really push the boat out. And then sense kicks in and I just get what I need, which is the same list every week.
Is that because you're a bit of a control freak and with things like fruit and veg, you like to go to shop and pick them yourself?
I think it's because I lack any imagination, Emma. And it's
that
just,
it's
just all
a huge
there.
Lie.
And I think, no, come on, pick something different. But you can't really, I think maybe you're right. You can't really browse an internet shopping site for supermarkets the way you can when you go around the aisles.
You can't see the plums and give them a good squeeze,
exactly.
Can you?
You dirtbag.
Yeah. Do you want another ball?
Yeah. You and spherical objects. Obviously something going
She's
on
literally
here.
Obsessed.
But so you can't think, oh, things don't sort of like hit you in the face on a supermarket website the way they do.
Yeah, but do you think people used to be a bit like that about clothes shopping? Like lots of people used to say, oh, I could never buy clothes online. And now people have so come around to buying clothes online, haven't they?
But I guess you would never. I love a supermarket delivery, but it's always a bit uninspiring when it arrives.
But I guess you're right. You would never return your supermarket delivery, would you?
Although sometimes I want to because those raspberries turned up and they're squashed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when they go, oh, well, we didn't have any brown bread, so we've given you this saurine as a replacement. Do you know what I mean? And you're like,
no one ever wants saurine.
Yeah.
No, that reminds me of my childhood again. And I'd open my lunchbox and have saurine with like margarine on it. I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Or a corned beef sandwich.
It is a game changer, isn't it? Because I only recently got into a car dose sort of supermarket deliveries a couple of years ago. I don't know why I resisted it. Because I think I thought, oh, because I live near supermarkets, I shouldn't, you know, carbon footprint bollocks. But anyway, I've ended up succumbing to it. And it's literally, it is brilliant because I just love the fact. Also, because of my weird thing about obviously not buying loo rolls in bigger packs than four.
Oh yeah, James has got real thing.
You
like
must remember
be,
that from the Line episode.
He doesn't like to be seen brandishing toilet paper.
I'm very embarrassed about. But I get embarrassed when I see people holding very big packs of family pack size of loo roll.
Why?
Not me. Well, I'm out there.
I'm embarrassed.
You've got some weeing and pooing to do, everyone.
I'm very British, yeah. And I embarrass very easily. It's for me, that's like a big neon sign that says, I shit a lot. You know, it's just...
Well, I mean, you'd be in trouble if you didn't.
Yeah.
I know. Like, surely it's that's so worse. Weird.
But now, Ocado has allowed me to buy family packs of 9 loo rolls. I'm a grown-up because
See,
of that.
I'm a technophobe, so I'm like, ooh, that freaks me out. I don't know what to do. So Matt does it. But it is... I think if I did do it, and he does the same thing. It is always the same. It's like, you know, I know what I like and I like what I know. So I just get the same things.
What is on? What are your like absolute every week, you know, as long as good as the day is long? What's on that list that every week, you know,
there
you're going
to
get?
There always has to be a load of different vegetables. Boring. oat milk.
I love oat milk. That's come into my life quite recently. Yeah. It's a game changer, oat milk.
Oat milk, because I can't drink coffee without it.
No.
And I've gone a bit mad for raspberries.
Yeah, I love raspberry. Mm. Yeah.
Never had
you
before.
Can really, it's I'm a bit of a roulette though, the raspberry delivery.
It is. Although I had some strawberries the other day and they just tasted like water. That
was
very disappointing.
Disappointing. Mm. Yeah. Well, is there anything more disappointing than a disappointing avocado?
But well, no.
I had, when it's hard, that's rubbish.
I mean, ready my ass.
Oh, no.
I do. That's what I wanted. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's totally. Always like the ones that say ripe
like
and ready.
A brick.
No, I had a shocker yesterday. I literally just bought it. It felt great from the outside. I cut it in half, literally brown all the way through.
I was like, how? For life.
How
what I do like about food delivery though is that at 9 o'clock at night when you go to the loo and there's no toilet paper left and then the doorbell rings and that Ocado man has saved your bottom. Like
quite
you
literally
just open the door. Do you just open the door sort of like bum first? Hello, Mr. Ricardo.
I was going to say,
thank God you're here.
I love how Willis. Matt! I love how Willis lives on the edge. He really uses up the last bit of loo roll.
I can't remember the last time I ran out of toilet paper.
Well, we don't really. Right? It was just an example because we buy the bumper packs like
Same.
You do, yeah. Joe. Because we're like, yes, our bodily functions work.
And I proudly brandish back from the high street the one that's got the 4 free rolls. Oh, so it's like 12 plus yeah. 4 free.
Yeah, I like a bargain.
People now take pictures of themselves on social media and tag me in their pictures of them brandishing very large packs of
I thought
of
you were going to say on the toilet.
I wouldn't like that.
Be weird.
Well, we talked about this briefly the other day. Who are those people that use, you know, their toilet, their phones on the loo?
Well, you say that.
Obviously, Emma.
No. I
She's
don't.
Got that look in her eye.
I don't. But it's so weird that you say that. I don't. But the other day, I went to a gathering, a work gathering, and I couldn't quite believe like whose house I was in. And I didn't want to get my phone out because I thought it might not be like the right, you know, people like privacy and stuff. So I didn't do it. Anyway, just before I left, I needed the loo and there was a little downstairs toilet. And I thought, I want to be able to remember this moment that this has happened in my life and I've been in this situation and that I'm very lucky. So just as I finished on the loo, I took my phone out and there was a mirror in front of me and I just took a picture of me on the loo because I wanted to just remember it.
Well,
I was at Richard Curtis's house. Oh. And Emma Freud.
I've been to that loo.
Yeah, downstairs, under the stairs.
Did you see my
graffiti?
Do you
want to see the picture? No, have you graffiti? See, you yeah, graffiti yeah, yeah. there. I took a picture in there because I thought, I don't want to take a picture of their house because I'm never going to put it anywhere, but I just want to have this memory
that I have achieved this.
What did you say?
I was quite drunk when I wrote my message.
Do they encourage graffiti?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Oh. No, they wanted graffiti and I think I wrote, you had an Aussie in your toilet or something like that. Yeah.
It was profound.
Yeah.
But
there you go.
Yeah, that's the one. But when I was there, they said, please write on the wall. We like people who write on the wall.
Oh, well, oh. They look like they've had it decorated.
Oh, Emma, you missed
because of that Australian.
So no, I don't normally use my phone on the toilet. But in that situation, I thought I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't going to invade we'll let you have their that. Privacy. That and I'm
even though we've just done it now.
Yeah, exactly.
On
yeah.
social media. But I was just like, I just have to remember this moment that I am involved in comic relief and that this is like a aww. Big tick list
yeah,
for me.
Fair enough. We'll let you have that
so
one.
So it's ever. A memoir, really. Yeah.
It is a good toilet.
It's not for
it
public.
I'll yeah. give you that. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's out there
it
now.
It was, yeah. I was like sat there going, oh my God, I've just met Lenny Henry. I was so excited. That's like, taking pictures of myself aww. While I was peeing. Like, what's that
I love
about?
That you still get excited. People would imagine you've been doing this gig, you know, and you've met so many people through the course of your work. It's great that
so
you still
excited
get excited.
And unbelievably nervous. Like walking into that, I was with Matt. I was holding his hand going, I'm so nervous. Like, oh my God, like public things like this with people who I admire and, you know. And then you walk in and you're like, oh, they're all just really lovely and nice
no,
and welcoming.
I'm feeling really
and
bad how relaxed Emma is with us now.
No, but I was terrified of Jo when I first met her. Like, I've said this to you
that's
before.
Insane.
I was just like, oh my God, Joelle, but she's really cool and amazing. I'm just stupid and rubbish.
Now you know the truth.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, she loves people getting pissed at her events.
Now you know she calls it the pictures.
And she calls it the pictures like my nan.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, now, I don't know. This is a topic. I'll introduce this topic. I'm going to make up my mind while we're discussing it, though, if I'm honest with you.
Okay.
This is a live event happening right now. Is it just me who doesn't like jazz music? I kind of fall in and out of love with jazz music. And I know that it's definitely one of those great dividers and the things that people use to judge each other. My husband hates jazz music. When I first met my husband, I stupidly told him that I listened to jazz music, and so like the eye rolling and the scoffing. And I understand why people, it was like really brilliantly had the piss taken out of it, didn't it, with the Fast Show, when they used to have the guy who used to go nice with the cigarettes and introduce all the improv.
Did but you say that you like jazz music to your husband because you wanted to seem like cool and like, oh, I like jazz? Or did you actually like jazz music?
I actually really like it.
You're basically saying, Joe, are you a twat?
No!
I think it would have been worse if I was trying to impress him with that.
Because it's quite a cool thing, isn't it? Like a very muso. Yeah.
That's who you ask.
Muso type.
I mean,
thing.
I don't know a lot about it.
Do you know what?
I just like I find it relaxing.
I feel a bit like, I have to be honest, I think I know where you're going with this. I feel a bit, it's like when people say, oh, you know, my favourite film is Citizen Kane. And when what they really want to say is Bridget Jones' Diary. Do you know what I mean? I feel a bit like people say, oh, yeah, my favourite music's jazz. It's like, no, it's not. You wouldn't just really choose to listen. If your last song on earth, would it really be a jazz song?
I liked the days when it was when it wasn't cheesy to stick someone at the dinner party and just have it on in the background.
But lots of light
again,
jazz.
Showing my age. But yeah.
I don't mind it in small doses.
Light jazz.
But I couldn't go to like a jazz night.
No.
I think I have done that, but for like 20 years ago.
I mean,
I think La La Land slightly redeemed it a bit because Ryan Gosling did the sort of, you know, that complete tirade about people who don't like jazz music just don't understand it. And I thought that that's
slightly redeemed. But maybe that's the problem. Maybe we don't understand it. Maybe we don't understand the history of it or where it comes from. I mean, maybe we're just not educated. Maybe it's our fault.
I'm one of the few people that I still defend La La Land. I think La La Land, I like the film. I think it's a good film. I think people have grown to hate it because it got hyped so much. But anyway, I still like
it.
I like the film. And I like the music in La La Land. But on the flip side, Birdman. Did you see Birdman?
I haven't seen Birdman.
Oh my God, the jazz soundtrack in Birdman almost made me unbearable. I mean, I really liked the film, but the music almost ruined it for me.
I really don't like it when it just sounds like someone got on stage and they're literally just making it up as they go along. Mm. And some people really love that. But I like, you know, I went through a phase when I was very young of, like, you know, having all the cheesy cliche student albums by Dizzy Gillespie and Thelonious Monk and all that. And I liked all of that. But now I'm not allowed to in my house.
You're banned.
Pretty much.
Music your husband hates as well.
Yes. Clothes my husband hates. Clothes my husband hates. Television shows my husband hates.
So Emma, you don't mind jazz?
Well, I don't mind. I think it's one of those things, isn't it, as well? I think I don't understand it because I remember watching Birdman and my husband was like, oh my God, that it's so technical what they're doing from a musician point of view. Yeah. Like, I think that's what I mean. It's a very, it's quite
complex.
I believe it's a technical thing for a musician to do. Like, it's, if you can play that from a musician point of view, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So he was kind of blown away by it. I think
you could
just
get a
triangle music,
and be the person on the triangle. Yeah.
If it's just the music, I can kind of let it go. If you kind of have like a jazz singer, like, I do love that.
Yes.
Do you? See, I don't like the doo-wop doo-wops and the boopy doopy doos. I don't like that.
As they are technically called.
Yeah.
There are other types of jazz singer.
I get really offended when I said that.
I'm trying to think of a doo-wop-y person. You know,
like Papini Sisters or something like that. Yes, I don't mind that. I mean,
No. That's when I really, my bum shrivels with cringiness. I can't bear it. Yeah.
My trainer calls that a bum wink.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bum wink.
I think that's a euphemism. Yeah.
I mean, what is your, like, absolute Room 101 music? What would you ban?
Thrash metal.
Love, didn't even need to think about it.
Need to think about it.
Is that something that Matt's into?
Well, he has such a broad spectrum of music that he loves. He kind of, you know, likes all types of music. But he, you know, he kind of goes a bit, like, it goes back to his teenage years, and occasionally the drum and bass comes on in the car. I'm like, you've got to turn that off right now. And then the thrash metal will come on, and it just makes me angry. It winds me up, and
it
I get all
like
annoyed inside.
Site,
well, I'm just like, it's angry music, and it's making me angry on my day off with my kids and my husband, and you want me to be in a good mood. This is not, you're not making it happen.
No, quite right.
So, I have to ask you this,
that would
though.
Go in 101 for me.
Has this happened to you? Because I definitely now feel I've had a good innings, but I definitely now feel I am in firmly Radio 2 land as opposed to Radio 1. I feel like I've crossed over now. It's happened, hasn't it? Has it happened to you? Because it's,
yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Weirdly,
well, I still call it the wireless. So don't even make...
Nana.
The popular hit parade.
Oh, Joe, you've got a new name. I'm going to WhatsApp you going, Nana,
you
what's assholes. For tea tonight?
I'm not going to answer that. You're going to be so black ticked on that one. Yeah.
But it's kind of, I still try and keep myself down with the kids. I listen to Radio 1 during the weekday, the breakfast show with Greg James, but the weekend it's got to be Radio 2, Graham Norton and Elaine Page on a Sunday all the way
of,
now.
Yeah, I mix and match with them really. I like listening to Greg and I like listening to Grimmy. But then, yeah, I like listening to Zoe and
I like listening to all of them.
It depends what mood you're in.
No, it didn't.
But it was. Yeah. Yeah.
It depends what mood you're in, doesn't it?
I don't get to listen to the Radio 1 boys that much because it's like morning and afternoon and I'm just, you know.
But what we're basically saying
executive
is
life.
No one's listening to Jazz FM on this table, are they?
Not really.
No.
Classic FM sometimes.
It's good for the dogs.
Really?
Yes, classic FM is very good for dogs.
If I can't sleep, classical music really helps.
Oh. If I can't sleep, just taking myself to a different room, I find.
Yes. Got it.
Spoken just a big like bed a, by myself.
Spoken like a true mum.
Silence.
Hashtag married life. Yeah. I get it, Mrs. Willis. I get it. Yeah. Oh, Bingley's going to town.
Thankfully, I mean, I weirdly quite like having the radio on, actually. I find it quite soothing.
The wireless.
A bit of jazz or smooth FM. So, yes, it's a... My dog's literally burying a hole in your office floor, Joe, I'm afraid.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I just work here. Yeah.
Well, on that note, before Bingley breaks for freedom and digs his way out.
I love that all the lovely neat piles of paper you had for your coming issues.
The neat piles
and now
of paper.
Just chucked.
Yeah, Bingley is
trashed. Poor Liz Hurley's face is just there on the floor.
He took no prisoners,
That's
did
Elizabeth
he?
That's Elizabeth to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Elizabeth.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. Elizabeth trashed your
I don't know. Copy of her. I don't know Liz, so I should call her Elizabeth.
Anyway, on that lovely note... A bit of fantasy before Bingley does trash the rest of the office.
This has been so fun.
It has. Emma, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Our first ever guest on the show.
Thanks. You always make me laugh. Yeah. And you always bring the sunshine to any chat.
The sun's come out.
We love you, Emma Willis.
And I always say, Emma is the living embodiment of great things happen to good people in this world.
Thank 100%.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You are very, very lovely. And thank you for joining us.
Go and check out that next line. Oh, no.
Thanks, Emma. Good luck. The next collection's out now. Go check it out in stores or online. And thank you guys for listening. And we'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.